are the Bengals, are their rushing numbers a bit deceiving when you look at those two backs and what they?
Yeah, I mean they. I think they started out slow last year, and then towards the end of the year, they really their rushing attack really was strong. So we expect them to be. I mean they, of course, they're talking about running more and doing a better job of running. So I know they're emphasizing it. We always emphasize trying to stop the run, but they've got two really good backs and a real veteran, real good offensive line. They only got one new starter on the offensive line this year, so they got the same group they had, and they ran the ball well last year.
Has Shane Ray settled into his new size? Is he playing at the kind of speed and sort of length that you'd like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they have to now. Shane and Shaq have to play now. I mean, they have to step it up to another level. You know, DeMarcus is a pretty high standard, so, you know, we hope those two guys come in and at least give us some kind of semblance of what we got from DeMarcus. But they've been working at it, and they've played it before. You know, we played without DeMarcus last year quite a few games, so they've experienced it. We won with those guys playing, so we expect them to come in and play for us.
It seems like Shane's been around for a long time, but really he is still kind of new to the NFL.
Yeah,
Has it clicked for him yet?
What's that?
Has it clicked for him yet?
I think he's getting better all the time, you know. I mean, he's working at it, and that's I like the way he came in this year, his attitude. You know, he's already made some plays that, you know, he didn't make last year. So I think he's improved, and he keeps working at it. I think he'll, you know, keep improving.
The way this coach and staff know each other for a long time, why do you think it works so well together with you guys?
Why does the coaching staff work well together? We got a lot of good players that, you know, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of experience. Defensively, I've worked with, you know, two of the three main guys for, you know, 5 years now, so, and longer with Reggie. So, you know, it's just knowing each other and then working for Coop, you know, is the same thing. I mean, we know we know his standards are high and what he expects, and we try to do the right things. He's a great coach, and I think that he helps motivate the players, which helps us too.
When you had the year off, did you think everybody would get back together? Ever cross your mind that this many of you guys would get back together?
I was just looking for a job. I was hoping to find a job even if I didn't know anybody. But, no, I felt like with my experience that, you know, somebody would hire me, and it turned out great for me.
Was there a point, not this summer, but last summer, that you realized your scheme was going to fit this talent? I mean, you've coached up defenses and got, but this, for whatever reason, I mean, it really fits your personality, your scheme with this personnel.
That's what they said when the first time I was here, and the first time I was at Buffalo, and the first time I was at,
yeah,
and first time in Atlanta, and first time in San Diego.
But it was never like this, was it?
You know, we led the league before, so I mean, you know, and we led the league in turnovers, and we've had, you know, I've been lucky to be with a lot of good groups. So,
what makes this group fit your scheme?
Yeah, I've said before, it's not the scheme, it's really the players. If you got good players and you don't have a good scheme with those players, it's your scheme is the problem. So, finding things they can do, you know. It sounds simple, but guys that can rush the passer, you got to have them rushing more. Guys that play the run better, you got to have them playing the run. It's just different. Guys that can cover man to man, or you know, we led the league when I was in New Orleans, and we played all zone defense in a dome stadium where there weren't any. So I mean, but we played really good zone defense. And that's the way we played. That's the people we had. So. It just depends on the players you have and what you feel they can do.
Since they changed the rules a few years ago to make it really tough on the cornerbacks to cover, you know, with all the rule infractions, has that put a greater emphasis on rushing the passer, the edge guys, more than ever?
I don't know. It's always been it's always been a big deal. The pass rush has, you know, always been really important. We've always emphasized it wherever I've been. I mean, I think we've been in the top five every team I've been with, so it's always something in sacks, yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's always, you always have to have pressure to play good pass defense. You know, they can't cover them all day in zone or man. You just can't. You have to have some people that rush the passer well. So we've been, you know, we've obviously got a great group here.
With Shaq and Dakota, they both got to the punter last week real well. Does that translate to a pass rush, or is that apples and oranges?
It's a little different, yeah. They got 220-pound linebackers in there blocking instead of 310-pound tackles. So it's a little bit different.
You said a couple of weeks ago that you thought Vaughn's goal might be should be Defensive Player of the Year. So were you the least surprised that the way he took over last Sunday?
No, I think he ought to be MVP now. So,
I mean, he's going to be in the conversation, won't he?
Yeah, sure.
Stay in that conversation as a defender?
Yeah, it would be, you know, I don't, has anybody ever done it? I don't know.
Lawrence Taylor.
I mean, you know, he's playing at a high level. I mean, he's playing a higher level than everybody else right now. I mean, it's a long year. But I told you earlier, I thought he was really, I thought he really started out well this year. And so, and I know he'll keep it up. So they're going to try to double and triple team, and we know that. So we try to move him around and do some things. But, you know, it's tough when you're marked, especially, you know, those other guys like we talked about have to come through, because DeMarcus was, you know, you had to worry about him on the other side. You couldn't just, you know, just concentrate on Vaughn. So, you know, we'll get more concentration on Vaughn now, and those guys have to come through for us.
You had Reggie White the year. He had 21 sacks in 12 games. Vaughn right in that class right now?
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, it's the rest of the season, you know. I mean, but, you know, you look at the last five or six games he's played, I mean, he's on a tear. So, because he, you know, he played so tremendously well in the playoffs, and then to do it in the Super Bowl, and now starting out the season the same way. So, hopefully, we'll keep doing that with him. But like I say, they're gonna have more people on him. I mean, if they don't, they're not real smart coaches, and there's a lot of smart coaches in this league. So I know they'll recognize that.
Wade, getting the ball away from the quarterback seems to become a pretty big part of Vaughn's game. Is that something, a big coaching emphasis for you guys, or is it?
Yeah, we coach him. He really was a bad player before we got him. and we coached him into playing good. No, what happens is the guys that are really great players like that, they can beat people, and once they beat people, they realize they can, you know, go for the football. Other guys have trouble beating the guy, and so when they finally get there, they just try to get him. And Vaughn's taking it to the next level, and he did it against San Diego last year. I mean, he did it other times besides the Super Bowl, so and we saw it this year already again. It's just like a great linebacker. They do the same thing. They get to the tackles all the time, and all of a sudden they start trying to get the ball out. You know, he's the same way.
It seems like a lot of times those strip sacks come when he's lined up against right tackle and he's rushing against right-handed quarterbacks where the ball's kind of right there for him. Do you guys intentionally put him in those situations during, like, critical moments in games?
No, he's always on the left side.
He's always on the left side, yeah.
Or most of the time he's on the left side. He might not be this week. But.
He says his new dream is to play quarterback. How do you think he'd do on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I know. He said that for a while. We really don't want him on the other side of the ball. He's doing pretty well where he is, so I think we'll keep him there.
We always talk about the pass rushers you've coached, but what about the corners or safeties that return the ball? I mean, Tlaib is now in pretty rare.
Yeah,
class.
He's in rare company, and he's in Hall of Fame company. I mean, to have the career he's had has been great, but to be able to intercept the ball and score touchdowns is a very small group that's done that, and he's right at the top of the list now. So I think he's a great player. I mean, I've said that all along, and they talk about shutdown and all that corners, but this guy not only shuts down people, he scores on the other team. So I mean, I don't know if you can get better than that.
Still hopeful that with Ware, you're thinking like a month, or have you talked to the market?
Yeah, I'm hoping next week, but
right.
They say, 4 to 6 weeks, I guess. So, we'll have to see what the doctors say, but I know he'll come back when he can.
Will he travel with you? Be on the sideline, or is that?
That's up to Coop. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Brandon Marshall was saying that something clicked on for Todd
Davis this offseason when he was competing for the starting job? What did you see from him in the
offseason? I think Danny Trevathan leaving, I think, clicked it on for him pretty well. You know, he said, hey, you know, and he did a good job before, and he played before. It wasn't like, you know, Danny played every play or Brandon played every play. We thought a lot of Todd anyway. We thought a lot of, you know, put him in games when, you know, the game was on the line. So, you know, he started out great. I mean, he made a phenomenal number of plays in two games.
Wade A.J. Green is a pretty good player.
Pretty good, yeah.
On the other side of the ball.
Yeah, more than pretty good.
He's very good. Yeah, how do you guys?
I call great. Yeah. He's a great player.
How do you guys intend to, not necessarily giving away anything, but some?
We're going to double and triple him all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope he knows that. I hope he hears that.
With Danny Dalton, I'm surprised you come out and say he's from Katy right off the bat. But.
Yeah, he was a Katy Tiger, and now he's a Bengal, so I don't know that. There's. You know, I don't know how that happened either.
Of all the,
it's another conspiracy thing. I don't know.
Of everything that makes up a quarterback, what of his kind of stands out?
He's one of the top quarterbacks. I mean, he's. It seems like we're playing him every week. You know, yeah. But he's one of those guys. I mean, he can. You know, he's leading the league in passing. I mean, you know, so. And Eifert hadn't been playing. You know, it's. Tight end that's, you know, a really great player too, hadn't been playing. So, you know, he's been a great player. I saw him in high school. He was a great player there, and he's at each level, he's excelled at each level. So,
Todd,